Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hymns for the Road is a fiction podcast that often takes place inside a moving vehicle. Listener discretion is advised while driving. General content warnings are listed in the show notes.
There's a billboard up ahead.
Ooh.
Is it readable?
Yeah, it seems normal. No headache or double vision or anything.
It says rain ritual.
It's got a list of components and stuff.
Anything we've already got?
Swamp, moss, mud, algae.
I think it's mostly stuff we'll have to drive through here to get anyway.
Is it a ritual to make it start raining? Or to make it stop raining if it does.
Doesn't say, just rain ritual. Seems real enthusiastic about it too.
I'm writing it down.
Kinda spooky out here.
Those clouds ain't looking good.
Wanna sing something? Clear the energy a little?
Not a bad idea.
I've been working on a sonnet.
Can we hear it?
Sure. It's not my usual stuff, though.
Show us anyway!
Okay, here goes. Morning is alive beyond the towers. Another night of concrete chaos gone. Despite the bracing bright of early hours, the city looms between me and the sun. But in the shadows, I can see a trail. A stem of green, a path of three or more. The hinting of a golden future hailed. I can't resist the calling to explore. I chase the flowers far as I can go, to somewhere hidden deep within the maze. A holy shrine where wild and soft things grow, I meet my love and light has filled this place. My feet on earth, I stare into the blue. I cannot see the sun, but I see you.
Ooh.
Beautiful glass. Nice work.
You're turning into a sap.
It's a poem, Amber. It's not about me.
Since when do you write love poems?
I don't know. I thought I'd give it a try. It's good to try new things.
You gonna try falling in love sometime too?
No. More trouble than it's worth if you ask me.
We could find someone for you. There's probably a mirror around here somewhere.
Hey!
Oh, guys, just listen.
Damn it, I hate driving in the rain.
I knew this was gonna happen.
Got any spells that can change the weather, Copper?
No, I can't even get a wind spell to work.
I was kidding.
Oh.
Outside the car, skies turn a kinda yellow gray. The road's propped up from the swamp on this slim little sandbar of dirt. I'd feel better about the whole thing if it was paved.
I'll check my cards. Maybe I can see if it's gonna let up soon.
Sure.
Okay. All I'm getting is those components we saw on the billboard back there. I don't know what that means.
Love that. Very convenient precognitive ability you've got.
Yeah. Sure would be great if I could maybe get a little bit of help. Maybe a tiny bit of specificity would be nice.
Yell louder. I heard it makes cards grow ears.
I don't know. Thought it might help.
It's getting really muddy out there.
Want to switch, Amber?
There's no way in hell I'm stopping in the middle of this.
Besides, if anyone's switching in, it's me. I'm the best driver.
Bull.
I am.
No, you're not. You can just drive the longest.
Considering our whole goal in life is to drive the longest, I'd say that makes me the best.
Look at all those rocks.
Huh.
I didn't quite notice until Copper pointed it out. There's these big boulders all over, covered up in mud, scattered around like something dropped them out of its pocket while it was passing through. Big as our car. Sometimes bigger. They make my skin crawl. The rest of the swamp is flat, muddy water far as the eye could see. I can't help but think if I squeeze one of those rocks, it'd pop like a blister.
Hey, if we get stuck, at least we'll have something to stand on.
Don't say if we get stuck. Damn it!
Come on, Glass.
I'm sorry.
We're stuck. The mud's too deep.
We have carpets, don't we?
They're at the bottom of the trunk.
Could you reach them?
I'm gonna have to.
Hurry.
And be careful. Glass sinks to their ankles, but they got their good boots on. I trust them. Of course I do. But I got one hand on the door handle in case I gotta reach out and grab them away from something.
It's pouring out here.
Yeah, I can see that.
And hear it.
Aha, found a carpet.
Both of them?
Both of them.
Then hurry up, hurry.
Silver, can you reach the salt? I've got the mosquito candle, wax, eye drops, and wood chips already.
What are those for?
The fire spell.
What's the fire spell gonna do out here?
Maybe it could help harden the mud a little.
Worth a try.
Here's your salt. Give it a shot. And be careful out there.
I will.
Wait, Copper. How loud's it gonna be?
Not too loud.
What about how bright?
Try now, Amber.
Damn it.
Don't cuss. The doors are open.
Let me try.
Okay. Let me grab the carpets first. All yours.
Ready, Amber?
Ready for what?
3, 2
Ooh, nice.
Is it working?
Maybe a little.
It's too bright, darling. We're drawing too much attention.
Copper, get in the car.
All four doors are shut now. The driver's side window's open, but Glass is still outside. And something made of mud and blood, comes lurching out of the swamp. As it moves, I could see inside it. The mud, maybe mixed with flesh or gore, sloughs off of it in places. I could see bones underneath. Too many bones, different sizes, all joints, visible for just a little, before more of its never-ending cascade of slop falls in to cover the holes.
Oh, no!
Glass, you should also get in the car.
We're gonna have to talk our way out of this, Amber. We can't move. Stay in the car. I know this isn't part of it, but I could use some backup.
What? We can't hear you. Glass, are you out of your mind?
It's fine. I have a plan. Pardon, friend. The party would like to know if the Swamp Denizen has interest in a talk.
No rhyming, not a summer. First person, not a fall. Could be a spring.
Lowly human here. I'd like to negotiate the terms of our passage.
You have already agreed to my terms.
I don't remember doing any such thing.
You passed the sign. Did not.
Yeah.
nails.
They're not boulders.
Soft and delicious they are.
Wait, hold on. We couldn't complete the ritual because most of the components were inside your swamp.
Oh, what a shame.
But that isn't fair. There's no way we could get your materials without getting stuck.
Perhaps not. I do not much care for the rules. And you, outside your shell.
Quiet, get back in the car.
You look the perfect appetizer.
It picks them up too easily.
Glass!
Like they weigh nothing.
Grab them!
I can't get the door open.
Help!
On your knees, wretch.
No fair. This is my property.
You've no business complaining about fairness. Let the human go.
No, I'm hungry.
I will not repeat myself again.
You don't belong here.
Perhaps not. But your attempt at a riddle is in violation of house rules.
I'm not in a house. I don't need the rules.
The reason you're so hungry is because you're not hunting properly.
It's not even your season. What do you have to do with it?
Was that a question?
Your answers cannot hurt me.
Are you certain? Would you like to stay and find out?
Meddlesome wildflower.
Revolting boar.
One folk leaves, but the other doesn't. They stay there, hovering over the mud. All soft greens and tiny spots of color. Wildflowers. Even this close to winter. The spring.
That was rather unpleasant. I reckon they won't be coming back. Not unless they want me to answer their question. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you.
It's you.
I don't know if I should be looking right at them. Like other folk. They look human in most ways. Maybe their eyes were a little too big. Maybe their fingers were a little too long. Maybe their color shifted around, but when I was looking right at them, something else stood there.
Something that was much larger
and much less human. Something that disappeared when I turned my eyes right on it. And outside the car, glass stood up, covered in mud, looking up at their face.
Yes, it's me. I hope that's all right.
I just wasn't expecting this.
You called.
I did. Yeah.
They turned their violet eyes towards the windows. Toward the rest of us. I thought I smelled something sweet and green.
I don't mean to hurt any of you. I am Aster. I've been looking forward to meeting you.
glass.
Oh, this is a big surprise for all of us, I think.
Oh, I think I should have been a bit more, subtle about all this. I think I was a bit overeager.
No, thank you for saving me, or us. I know...
I should go. I feel I've overstayed my welcome.
No, you don't have to. Wait!
So what in the hell was that glass?
Well, I did call for help.
Do they usually answer when you call for help?
I guess this time one of them did.
Why a spring? We're not even in spring.
I have a really bad feeling about all this.
Look up ahead, y'all. The road's drying up.
Pack it in, guys. Silver thinks everything is fine.
I don't think everything's fine, but everyone's alive. And we need to get out of this swamp as soon as we can. Are the wheels stuck?
Feels good.
Get going, then. We can talk once we get out of here.
Yep.
How did it dry back up all of a sudden?
Maybe since that unclean thing left. It could have took the storm with it.
Or maybe it's divine intervention.
They ain't gods, Amber.
Same difference.
Or maybe we're just lucky. And would you look at that? I think we're all the way out.
Phew.
Awful easy, wasn't it?
Why do you say that like it's a bad thing?
We should think about how we're going to pay. If this was that spring's doing.
I have a feeling they won't ask for anything.
Don't be naive, Glass. That ain't how it works.
Amber, do you want to switch? I've got a pee, so I'm pulling over.
Absolutely, but you better be back in 5 minutes or I'm leaving without you.
I actually have to go, too.
Seriously? Neither of you could hold it until we were a little farther from the carnivorous swamp?
I'll be quick.
You better.
I'm pretty sure you've been watching, so I know you can hear me. Oh. Hello again.
Hello again. I suppose you've a lot of questions.
I wouldn't dream of asking any.
That's not really what I meant.
I do have a lot of confusion, though.
Then I'll try my best to clarify.
So, I found a wildflower field in a mysterious... voice. Something like a voice. That was you.
That was me.
I made a deal with a mysterious voice. I trade pieces of my writing for glimpses into the future.
A fair trade, I thought.
I think so too.
I'm hoping it's still fair.
It's still fair to me. I just don't know why you chose me.
You said you liked my flowers.
But that's so simple.
I like your writing, too. I can't make stories like that myself.
And your spring. I know how much your house loves arts.
It really is our favorite, yes.
I could write you some jokes, too. The rest of the party says I'm very bad at it.
Perhaps together we can discover entire disciplines of art that I won't like.
I can make a list of everything I'm worst at, and you can pick which one you want to dislike first.
I don't think your friends like me very much.
I think they're just afraid of you. Your folk are really dangerous. You can't exactly blame them.
I would really rather they liked me. I don't think I understand why that's funny.
I just haven't ever seen one of your folk worried about humans' opinions of them.
Oh, well, I tried to be an amiable fellow. I don't want them thinking I mean them any harm.
You're maybe one of the amiablest fellows we've encountered, probably.
I think it would be most amiable.
You seem interested in human behaviors.
I am, yes.
Well, it's a very human behavior to mess up words on purpose.
I don't know why you would do that.
I don't know either. We just like doing it.
That might get you into trouble these days.
At least not with fellows on the amiabler side of things.
Oh, I get it.
Maybe you'll tolerate my bad jokes after all.
Worse. I might even like them.
Worse.
I have to go.
Oh.
I'm wondering if I'll see you again.
If you would like to.
I don't know if I would like to or not. This is new for me.
Then I won't bother you any further.
Oh, wait. Maybe I would want you to bother me later.
The others are waiting for you.
Hi. How long have you been standing right there?
Just walked up. You didn't come back when Copper called.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm coming back.
What's going on, Glass? What's going on with you and that one?
Nothing. There's nothing going on.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm taking you at your word. If you're lying to me, that's on you.
Fine. They're giving me divinations.
They're giving it to you.
Well, no. I'm buying it.
You made a deal.
A small one?
What are you paying with?
Stories. Things I write down.
Real stories or stories you made up?
Both?
Glass.
Look, I thought about it. We need all the help we can get. And being able to see a little bit into the future, it helps. Just like your sigils and Copper's little bag of tricks. Isn't it worth it if it helps us stay alive out here?
You're giving them parts of you. Don't you understand that? I would have expected you to know better.
I'm not giving them parts of me. Unless you're giving away parts of you with your art.
That's different. What you're doing is personal.
It's not. It's not, Silver. It's not personal.
I just don't want you getting attached.
Of course I'm not gonna get attached. I like my unattached self too much. Besides, anything that helps us get to the summer better, right?
I suppose. I hope you know what you're doing.
I always know what I'm doing, Silver. Come on, we gotta go. Amber and Copper are gonna think we died.
You'll need to tell them, too.
They deserve to know.
I know. I will.
Hymns for the Road is a podcast written and produced by Anna McGuire, starring Maurice Thomas as Silver, Pao Panganiban as Glass, Grizz Sibenek as Amber, Tabitha Bardal as Copper, and featuring Tom Schalk as the Bog Monster and Justice Washington as Aster. Original music by Joshua David Mitchell. Sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com or support our work on patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio. Thank you for listening.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.